The Book of Satan, The Infernal Diatribe. The first book of the Satanic Bible is not an attempt to blaspheme as much as it is a statement of what might be termed diabolical indignation. The devil has been attacked by the men of God relentlessly and without reservation. Never has there been an opportunity, short of fiction, for the Dark Prince to speak out in the same manner as the spokesman of the Lord of the Righteous. The pulpit pounders of the past have been free to define good and evil as they see fit, and have gladly smashed into oblivion any who disagree with their lies, both verbally and at times physically. Their talk of charity, when applied to His Infernal Majesty, becomes an empty sham, and most unfairly too, considering the obvious fact that without their satanic foe, their very religions would collapse. How sad that the allegorical personage of most responsible for the success of spiritual religions is shown the least amount of charity and the most consistent abuse, and by those who must unctuously preach the rules of fair play. For all the centuries of shouting down the devil has received, he has never shouted back at his detractors. He has remained the gentleman at all times. While those he supports rant and rave, he has shown himself to be a model of deportment. But now he feels it is time to shout back. He has decided it is finally time to receive his due. Now the ponderous rule books of hypocrisy are no longer needed. In order to relearn the law of the jungle, a small, slim diatribe will do. Each verse is an inferno. Each word is a tongue of fire. The flames of hell burn fierce and purify. Read on and learn the law. The Book of Satan, Book 1. 1. In this arid wilderness of steel and stone, I raise up my voice that you may hear. To the east and to the west I beckon. To the north and to the south I show a sign proclaiming, death to the weakling, wealth to the strong. 2. Open your eyes that you may see, O men of mildewed minds, and listen to me, ye bewildered millions. 3. For I stand forth to challenge the wisdom of the world, to interrogate the laws of man and of quote-unquote God. 4. I request reason for your golden rule and ask the why and wherefore of your Ten Commandments. 5. Before none of your printed idols do I bend in acquiescence, and he who saith thou shalt to me is my mortal foe. 6. I dip my forefinger in the watery blood of your impotent, mad Redeemer, and write over his thorn-torn brow, the true Prince of Evil, the King of Slaves. 7. No hoary falsehood shall be a truth to me. No stifling dogma shall encramp my pen. 8. I break away from all conventions that do not lead to my earthly success and happiness. 9. I raise up in stern invasion the standard of the strong. 10. I gaze into the glassy eye of your fearsome Jehovah, and I pluck him by the beard. I uplift a broad axe and split open his worm-eaten skull. 11. I blast out the ghastly contents of philosophically whited sepulchres and laugh with sardonic wrath.